Martin watched the freight bots closing up the packet car. He was still keyed up from his run. So many days were the same old thing, but today had been loaded with incident. An entire spooky world existed right here inside the regular one, and he wished very much that he could talk about it. "Dad," he began. "Don't ask questions," his mind advised. "You went through a locked door that said, authorized, and he'll want to know how you did it." Dad was typing out the contents list. "What, son?" he asked. "Did you ever see a bot do something it wasn't supposed to?" "Sure," Dad answered without looking up. "They break all the time."
"No, I mean something they're not supposed to be able to do. Like
open a door by cracking the password." Dad stopped typing and looked at him hard. "Have you seen this happen?"
"Oh, no, not really," Martin hedged. "It's just that, you know, even if I had. Anyway, David said he knew a bot that could."
"But you haven't seen it," his father pursued earnestly. "You need to tell me. Yes or no?" Martin felt a cold nose against his hand.
"No," he said, careful to not look at his dog. "I mean, you know, how could I?"
"Did David say he'd seen it?" Dad pressed.
"I don't know. Maybe," Martin said as casually as he could. "I mean, we're talking about David here."
"Why?" Dad looked very serious. "Some bots are modified," he said. Alarm bells rang as the big gate swung open, and he typed a message on the console as the packet car slowly moved away. "We don't talk about it, but I think you should know so you can tell me if it comes up again. Modified bots can be very dangerous. Criminals buy them to be bodyguards, assassins, even bombs. Security notices come out from time to time, and we watch for them in the packets. Whenever you see a bot act unusual, you should report it for demolition." Martin's dog was whining now. He stroked it reassuringly.
"Yeah, but Dad, we don't know any criminals. How would a bot like that get in here?"
"Hopefully by accident," said his father. "They're made illegally in the factories alongside the regular bots. Don't talk about this to your friends, but if David says anything else, I need you to tell me. Ready for lunch now? I'm going to take the new scooter around the outer ring to see how fast it'll go. Those things are supposed to do 20 miles an hour." Now the shepherd was pawing at Martin, dark eyes anxious.
"You know what, Dad?" he said. "I think I'll walk home."
On the way, Martin had a quiet talk with his dog.
"You'll have to watch yourself," he advised. "If people are looking, just do toy things, and don't act so guilty all the time. It's lucky Dad didn't figure it out, the way you carried on in there."
He ruffled the nervous dog's ears happily.
"Man, you are one cool toy."
As they passed tidy brick houses decorated with their yard work stickers, Martin thought about the shadow world below. What a thrilling place it seemed, once he was safely out of it. Its stark utilitarian spaces were almost irresistible. Now that he possessed an illegal super toy that could take him into that prohibited zone, he would learn all its secrets and become master of its gloom. He imagined himself popping in and out of his friends' houses through a network of hidden doors. But perhaps this underworld already had masters. Martin fingered his swollen cheek. If nobody else knew about the place, what exactly had his dog seen?
"Hold on. I know what's down there," he said in excitement. "It's the people who disappear."